AM 1150's Business Spotlight. I'm Tim Wahlberg. This is a show, Business Spotlight, AM 1150's Business Spotlight, where we like to shine a light on a business in the Okanagan Valley. Today, we're talking to Derek Sienko. He is with the Diversified Rehabilitation Group. Good afternoon, Derek. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Rehabilitation, it's not what we think of when we think of the Diversified Rehabilitation Group. What is the Diversified Rehabilitation Group, Derek?
Well, the Diversified Rehabilitation Group is all about health and wellness. Health and wellness of an employee and the employer.
Those are kind of buzzwords these days, health and wellness, wellness particularly. What do you mean when you say wellness?
Well, wellness in today's world for employers and employers is about sustainability and being well, meaning being able to come to work, and for the employers to have sustainable labor force to make sure that they are there to achieve their bottom line.
Who are you serving?
We as a company are serving employees and employers in the province of British Columbia. And we also are working with the insurance companies and their clients.
So what kind of services does Diversified Rehabilitation provide?
Well, we have a wide spectrum of services. We provide services in the following area: psychology, clinical counseling. So that would be any marital issues that you, for example, may encounter. We would be able to come and help you. We also provide disability management services to employers, employee and family wellness programs. We also provide occupational therapy services to employers and injured workers.
Who would be your client?
Any employer in the province of British Columbia or any insurance company that offers short-term or long-term disability plans to employers in the province of British Columbia.
So what's the overall goal or mission of your business?
Well, our main mission of our business is to reduce both economic and human challenges of disability.
You have a big, thick accent. I know you're a Polak.
Yes, I am.
A proud Polak. A proud Polak from Poland. You came to Canada in 1989.
Yeah, I came to Canada in 1989, and I landed in Winnipeg.
How did you get to, why did you come from Poland, and why did you land in Winnipeg?
I came to Poland to look for a better life, and definitely Canada offered me that, and I'm very grateful for that. Why I came to Winnipeg? Because I have relatives there. So that was my first stop.
That was handy. What did you do in Winnipeg when you arrived?
Definitely got better understanding what true winter is all about.
Winter, yes, of course.
And then I work for a tubing company as of one of my first job in Winnipeg, just moving on with my life, trying to establish myself.
So you came from Poland, worked for a tubing company, and how did you end up running a completely different business here in Kelowna, British Columbia? Was there a tie-in? How did it happen?
Well, how did it happen? It was a journey for me. And one of the things that brought me, helped me to be today the way I am, was a work-related accident that I sustained.
So you were injured on the job.
I was injured on the job, yeah.
So, you know, you instantly, I think, become a statistic.
Yes, and a claim number.
You're a claim number through the insurance. So how did that happen? What happened after you got injured?
When I got injured, it was definitely a very big, both emotional and physical shock for me. And then another very important aspect that became a very significant barrier for me was a language barrier. Mm. So I quickly realized that all of those aspects that were on the negative side in terms of moving forward became major obstacle for me in terms of moving forward. But I was able to move forward with the great people, and at that point was Workers' Compensation of Board of Manitoba that helped me move forward and made my dream possibility.
Workers' Compensation, was the process good, bad? Was it difficult? Was it beyond the language? Was it a process that you saw a lot of people going through at the time?
Well, at that time, I didn't understand this, but definitely there was a process. Mm-hmm. The process that quickly helped me to realize that it was all about waiting and unknown. And that's the one thing that I actually can't really cope very well with. I need to know my destination. I need to know what I can expect. And I don't rely on people to help me to achieve those goals, but I was definitely hoping to receive some support so I can move forward.
So there was a definite lack of communication there.
There was a lack of communication. I would say that there was a major component there.
So you got better. After you got better through going through the process of workers' compensation, did you return to the tubing industry?
No, I didn't. And I, at the point of my life at that time, I had to step back and really think hard, what do I want to do? I have background in civil engineering, and I was also very involved in helping people in different capacities. So I took a look at my life and say, well, how about I do something different? And based what I experienced through my rehabilitation, getting better basically, and trying to regain my strength so I can return to employment, I realized that this is something that I would like to do. Being in a rehabilitation area in terms of helping people to get better so they can regain their balance and return to work in a safe and productive manner.
So you felt a desire to help more people. Where did you go from there?
Well, I applied to, first of all, I learned language. Mm-hmm. As I went to school, I studied very hard day and night to get that under control. Not that I speak any better English than then. But at that point, I said, okay, I need to master this piece first before I move forward. And I started exploring how I can move forward with my dream, basically to be in a business of helping people with regaining their strengths and be successful in their lives again. So I applied to a social work program at the University of Manitoba, and I was accepted. I got accepted 4 years later. I got my first job with WCB of Manitoba as one of their vocational rehabilitation consultants, and this is how my journey in this area of business.
So how long were you with WCB and what were you doing for them?
Well, initially I got a job as an employment consultant. I was there for a period of 2 years. And before I even finished university, I got hired by them. Had that privilege to do a practicum with them. And I obviously did well because they just offered me an employment.
Is that normal position for the WCB to hire people that were actually injured?
No, at that time it wasn't actually. And one of my greatest mentor. Who is current, if I'm not mistaken, he's a VP of the WCB of Manitoba. He said to me, well, we don't hire new grads. I said, well, can you define that for me? Well, somebody, a person who is in the age of 18. I said, well, I'm far beyond that mark. And he said, well, what do you have to offer? I said, well, this is what I know about return to work planning, and this is what I know about life, and I say, can you give me a fair shot? And she said, sure, let's give a try.
So you're in the business now of getting people back to work.
Yes, I am.
WCB. And then from WCB, you said you spent 5 years there.
No, I spent a couple of years at WCB of Manitoba. And then I jumped the ship and I went to Great West Life Assurance Company, doing a very similar type of work, but learning this more from the private insurance perspective.
What was different?
What was different? It was a one major thing that was different was dealing with different disabling conditions, not only with work-related injuries.
Mm. So you're seeing all sorts of people and different people. Injuries from probably physical and mental as well.
Absolutely.
Was that one of the biggest?
Well, at that time, it was a combination of both, as it is today, both mental and physical. And I all quickly realized that people go through a lot in their lives, and that frequently when you go through that difficult times, it is very hard for both employers and employees to move forward.
There are people now listening to your story, Derek, and are thinking about either their own journey, trying to return to work, possibly after an injury or some sort of life-changing event that has made things a lot more difficult, trying to get back into the workforce, trying to start living again a normal life, or if it's not theirs, they know someone who's going through this currently. And there are answers. There is help out there. And through Diversified Rehabilitation, the group that you run here in Kelowna, you are providing those people with some help. So how did you come to Kelowna now and start this group from working at Great Western?
Definitely was the weather.
Yeah, that'll help, right?
Well, I came with the support of my employer. At that time, it was Great West Life Assurance Company. Mm-hmm. My skill set was something that they were looking for to have in Kelowna. And they had a quite well-established office in Vancouver, but they were looking for individual representation in Kelowna, and I got the job.
So you're here in Kelowna now. How did you go from Great West to starting your own company?
Well, I was, at the beginning, I was very, very honest with my employer, because when they asked me during the interview, what do I want to do when I grow up, meaning in a period of 5 years, I said that I want to go on my own. And they were okay with that. So actually 5 years and 10 days later, I went on my own, resigned from the company and decided to go on my own.
Good for you. You set a goal and you stuck to it.
Well, that's all. It's all life. It's all about that.
You missed it by 10 days though.
Yes.
That's not too
I am
bad.
Okay.
Derek Sienko is with the Diversified Rehabilitation Group in Kelowna, getting you back to life. We're talking with him about some of the services that the Rehabilitation Group provides here in Kelowna to companies throughout British Columbia, in fact. What are some of the biggest challenges? I just want to touch on, before we take a break here, the biggest challenges that companies have with their employees.
When it comes to disabilities and people being off work for many different reasons, from my research and experiences, that there's a great disconnection and lack of understanding what to do next when that employee goes off work. We have all the services in place. We have all the support, and actually we have more than we can use or utilize during that process. But the journey of moving forward and not knowing what to do next is costing the economy and those who are off work, individuals who are receiving those benefits, a lot of both money and distress.
Is it a lack of understanding of the process and perhaps compassion on both sides, the actual employee and the employer?
I wouldn't call this that there's a lack of compassion. The compassion is definitely there. It's utilizing appropriate expertise when it comes to addressing return to work.
We're going to get into some of those tools that you provide companies, as well as the information you provide employees, when we come back with more from Rehabilitation Group, the Diversified Rehabilitation Group here in Kelowna. Derek Sienko is our guest on AM 1150's Business Spotlight. More with Derek Sienko right after this. AM 1150's Business Spotlight, Tim Wahlberg with Derek Sienko. He is with the Diversified Rehabilitation Group, a health and wellness provider right here in Kelowna and serving British Columbia. And you can find more online at diversifiedrehab.ca. Diversifiedrehab.ca. We're talking about getting people back to work and keeping the people you have working for you healthy, well, productive, and making your bottom line grow and grow. The return on investment is what the bottom line is all about. We were talking specifically about some of the challenges that some companies are facing right now. Derek, we mentioned the aging workforce, retirement, so that goes hand in hand. Some other challenges that companies and employees are facing is taking care of their current workforce. When someone becomes sick or ill, how long are they off for, and how does that affect a company too? Pretty significant problems and challenges that companies face every single day.
Absolutely.
What about this mentality of companies being in a reactionary mode?
Well, unfortunately, this is where majority of employers are, in that reaction mode, not proactive mode. And this is what it gets you in trouble, because this is where, instead of receiving return on your investment, you're just investing and you don't see the return. And the main reason for that is because we as a society are still very we are still very focused on disease management versus disease prevention. And we are still using and utilizing primarily medical model when it comes to intervention versus biopsychosocial model. And the difference between disease prevention is that you start before disability kicks in. And one example of that would be if you have an employee who is suffering from some form of marital issues, for that matter. And obviously those marital issues in most cases are starting before the employee comes to work. So you need to address this before this employee comes to work, not when he or she is at work. Most employees will utilize their extended health services to help themselves by utilizing employee and family assistance programs or utilizing different clinical counselors or services in the area to move forward, but it's already too late. When they engage in that process, it's in most cases already way too advanced, and this is where the unfortunate happens. They go off work, but you need to address this much sooner when they are still in that mode of, oh, what is really happening in my life? Where do I go and access this information? How do I access this information? And because this information, it is a very sensitive topic for individuals to be open and or talk openly to strangers, you need to create an opportunity for those employees, for those individuals to access those services at home in a very confidential yet effective manner.
And that is important. I think a lot of people, you know, they hear about don't mixing church and state. You hear a lot of things about mixing personal life with work. And there are lines and boundaries that people draw. However, it is affecting one versus the other. So there are definitely areas that cross over. This is part of the program that you guys offer at Diversified Rehabilitation at your as a health and wellness provider. This is a program that you guys can offer the companies. So what does the typical program look like, and what are some of the experts that are involved in it?
Well, different types of programs that we can offer to companies. One of them is definitely health and wellness, employer family health and wellness program. And that this program offers everything from one-to-one counseling services with clinical counselors, usually on master's or PhD level individuals. And at the same time, this program also offers those preventive tools that employees can access directly from home. And that would be in the form of website portal where they can log into a confidential website is available to them at their discretion. Security level on that is same as you with your online banking. So you're the only one who has access to this. You're the only one who can utilize different services to help yourself to move forward.
Okay. And these programs can be customized to really any company and their needs too.
Absolutely. The employee and family wellness program can be customized to a company's needs. Doesn't matter if you're a company of 2 employees or 3,600 employees. And you can pick and choose whatever you think it's best for your suitable for your company, because that's the way you should approach that, utilizing experts' opinion by assessing first where your company is at, what your needs are as a company, and then offering those services to employees.
It could be a plumbing company, manufacturing company, financial services. Maybe you run a salon where you want to. It's kind of that culture that you're trying to create within a company, and this company that you are trying to grow. Mining, forestry, any industry, you provide these services. You mentioned problems such as marital issues, which can be brought to the workplace and affect how people work. What's another example of a typical service that you can provide that really helps a culture of work?
Well, another service that we can provide to employers is called disability management services. And those services are basically based on addressing any other medical condition or health issues that when an employee goes off work, and helping employers to bring those individuals back to work by implementing appropriate intervention, very client focus approach to return to work planning, utilizing, as I indicated previously, biopsychosocial model of return to work planning. And it's a very big word. What it means is basically looking at individual as a whole. So for example, it would not make sense for us to send individual who is suffering from, let's say, depressive disorder to a family physician to assist this individual. More appropriate would be to send this individual, let's say, to a psychologist or clinical counselor who can address this right on the spot with the appropriate expertise and level of support.
Do the programs that you provide, the health and wellness programs that you provide, are they expensive for a company to take on? And probably you're thinking, wow, this is going to really cost me if I want to create this culture of wellness in my company.
Well, it depends how you look at this. You need to look at this from the perspective on the return on investment. But on average, an average program can cost the employer between $4 per employee per month to $10 per employee per month. But your return on investment for every dollar that you invest, it's between $2.71 to $6.
Wow.
And this is what employers do not really see or understand, because and how is that possible? Well, if you have this employee at work and your employee is managing stress effectively, moving forward, delivering what you ask him or her to accomplish throughout the day at work and stays at work, there's definitely cost on, say, cost savings for replacement when this employee is not at work. If the employee is suffering from some symptoms, let's say stress at work, if you offer them appropriate tools, this employee's ability to cope with stress will definitely increase, and his employee chances of going off work will reduce quite significantly.
Getting back to work, getting the bottom line in check, that's what business is all about. Health and wellness programs provided by Diversified Rehabilitation Group. They are in Kelowna. They service the entire province. You can find out more at diversifiedrehab.ca, and they can customize a program to you. Or if you just want to find out a little bit more about some of the services they provide, check them out online, diversifiedrehab.ca, for health and wellness. Thanks so much to Derek Sienko. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
This has been AM 1150's Business Spotlight.